What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
New fisheries bill to be fast-tracked. Find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Stop the violence now.
Gang leaders and gangs have been taken down and many more are to be locked up. Operation Clean Sweep has been making the country safer for all Jamaicans. In 2016, we arrested 750 people for murder. We removed 700 illegal guns off the streets. We had a 58% clear up rate for major crimes. We repaired 110 motor vehicles. We trained over 400 persons in conflict resolution. 200 pre-owned cars are being acquired so that every station can get at least one vehicle. A new battalion of over 800 strong will be placed in Montego Bay by the Jamaica Defense Force. And we will train upward of 800 JCF recruits.
We are determined to take the fight to the criminals. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Conservative estimates indicate that Jamaica loses in excess of $10 million per year from poaching of spiny lobsters on the Pedro Banks. It is also believed that Jamaica loses approximately $1.03 million from the poaching of conch. The government, as part of efforts to safeguard the fisheries sector, is working to fast-track the process for the passage of the new fisheries bill. The legislation will replace the Fisheries Act of 1976. The new act will establish the legal and regulatory framework for the sustainable growth of the fisheries sector. This includes ramping up measures to tackle illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing or poaching in Jamaican waters.
We have examined it fully. We have ironed out all the kinks, and it's going to be a revolutionary piece of legislation. That is high on the agenda. There's hardly a week that goes by that we don't try to accelerate the pace through which that has to travel and the course it travels.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. The agriculture minister says these measures include improving surveillance via offshore patrol vessels and the planned use of drone technology.
We have two new boats and we are going to be more active in the whole question of apprehending.
Discussions are underway with the Ministries of National Security and Transport and Mining with respect to the crafting of a tri-ministerial submission on the drone project.
The drones will not only benefit fisheries, but the country's national security as well. And it will also help to protect fishermen who get lost at sea.
In addition to increasing fines for breaches, the bill will introduce a regime for ticketable offences.
This will be similar to what obtains with traffic tickets, where an offender is fined via ticket and must make payments to the tax office.
It will also include new categories of licenses, such as local fishing vessels, foreign vessels, and high seas fishing. The Fisheries Bill will also provide for the constitution of the Fisheries Licensing Authority.
Currently, the license authority is vested in one person. That will change.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda. The new fisheries bill will allow for a 9-member licensing authority with all the provisions and safeguards for greater transparency. A 13-member National Fisheries Advisory Council will be established that will give guidance to the minister on all matters relating to fisheries and aquaculture.
Give me back my marker.
No,
I want back my marker,
but I'm using it.
Uncle Orville, talk to Jessica.
Eric and Jessica?
Yes, Uncle Orville.
What do we do, Jessica?
We play together, work and share, respect each other everywhere.
Now remember, Jessica, if something is not yours, you ask for it first. Would you like someone to take your things without asking?
No, Uncle Orville.
Good. Now return the marker to Eric. Continue playing and remember, respect.
That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.